Hello and welcome to She Boss Cafe podcast, where women entrepreneurs come to find out what the heck they should be doing to grow their businesses. I'm Susan Trumpler from Unstoppable Women in Business, and today we have a special guest. We have Sue Gresham. Can I say it? Can I say the LinkedIn lady? Sue just mentioned to me that LinkedIn is getting a little persnickety about their trademark being used by people, but what the heck, we're going to throw all caution to the wind and say, I've got Sue Gresham, the LinkedIn lady, here today with us. And we're going to have a fantastic conversation with Sue because, you guys, you know, visibility is so important. And there's so many different places you can go for visibility. But I do believe that LinkedIn is a very special place to go. It is more than social media. It is really professional networking. And for all of you, there's a lot of people out there who can be potential clients. So Sue's going to go through some of her top tips with us today on how to leverage LinkedIn for your visibility and business growth. Sue, thank you so much for coming today. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself, things that I didn't say.
Okay. Well, you did say that I'm Sue Gresham, the LinkedIn lady. I am based out of the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. And I have been doing this LinkedIn thing, which happens to be my most favorite platform in the entire world. I've been doing this for about 10 years. And when I speak with people like today on this podcast, or when I'm working with my clients, it's really all about trying to make LinkedIn livable for them and manageable. And because if we can't manage it, if we don't understand it, if it's not easy, we're not going to use it. And because there are over a billion people across the world on LinkedIn, there are lots of people that are looking for you. They're looking for me. They're looking for Susan. And they want to do business with us. And that's what we can use LinkedIn to do, is to really find and hone those people and then let them know that we are the very best choice, or at least one of the best choices for them to do business with.
Very good. Excellent. And you're right. There's, do you know how many millions of users there are on LinkedIn?
Well, there's over a billion accounts, over a billion. And of those, and there were some new stats, and of course, I don't have them off the top of my head, but generally speaking, the United States has the largest number of users. And then England and the UK is in there, but there are people all over the world that are using LinkedIn. All over the world. So the idea here is that wherever you're situated, there's somebody that's for you. They don't have to be in your backyard. I actually am collaborating with some people from Canada right now, and it's fun. And like I said, I'm in Wisconsin. So there's definitely somebody out there for you.
Excellent. All right. So it's got a lot of people out there. It is a place you can go to find connections, but sometimes it just keeps changing. Every day it's changing. And thank God for your newsletter. I wouldn't know about half of the changes if I didn't get your newsletter on the regular. And yours is one of the ones I make absolutely certain that I read, because it is always got good stuff in it. So
thank you. I appreciate that. And that's part of the thing here. How do we possibly keep up? I will tell you, I even struggle to keep up.
Yeah.
So thank goodness that there's a bunch of us out there that just try and keep everybody going. But it does change. And here's the thing, and I like to talk about this a little bit, and I will be very brief, but it's just a platform, right? Even though that changes, we may change the way we use it. We may change a tip or trick or do a little tweak to something. But in the scheme of things, if you have a solid goal for your business, then don't be chasing after the platform, okay? Figure out a way to maximize it and to use it in the way that works best for you. There was huge report, and I think maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later, but there was a huge report that came out about 3 weeks ago that was all new information about the algorithm for LinkedIn and what makes LinkedIn do what it does. I can guarantee you, as sure as I'm sitting here right now, a couple of weeks later, I can guarantee you that the information in that report, some of it's already outdated because LinkedIn just wants to keep us on our toes. Facebook does that. They all do that. And so let's not worry about that. Let's worry about how we're using it and then tweaking the things that we do to maybe get more visibility.
Alrighty. I love that, because we're all busy, right? We need to not play games. We need to just have strategies and be intentional.
And consistent.
How important is consistency, Sue?
Oh, it is the most important thing in the world. And because if you're not there, people out of sight, out of mind, people forget all those little truisms are absolutely true on LinkedIn. It, just like everything else, you kind of have to feed the machine a little bit in order to not just make you stand out, but you want your people to remember you. Even if the consistency isn't in the posting that you're doing, if the consistency is in the way that you're engaging with your people on and off the platform, that's what's going to really help you grow your business. This is a tool. And there's no secret sauce either. Okay. I just got to tell you this. There's no fast, easy way to make this happen. So if you're trying to beat the system, the system's going to beat you. I would like to talk about that at some point in this conversation.
We will do that. So let's do this. I'm someone who loves a clean process and a smooth flow to conversation. So why don't we talk about the four P's that is your signature to how to manage your LinkedIn time?
Exactly. So here are the four P's. Okay. The very first thing is that you need to have a purposeful plan. And the key word in this is purposeful. There needs to be, I implore people to figure out what it is that they want to use LinkedIn for. That will change and ebb and flow as your company does and as you ebb and flow. But ultimately, as you think about who you are yourself as a person, if you're a networker, then maybe the main purpose is for using it for relationship building, okay? If you are just written a book and you want to get that book known out there, then your purpose for using LinkedIn is to not just to only improve your personal brand, but then to also spread the word about your book and show the world that you know what you're talking about, so they want to read the book. So in that case, you want to build your authority. If you are looking for a job, then your purpose for using LinkedIn is to get in front of the people that are going to get you those interviews. So it really depends on what your purpose is for this minute or for this 6 month period, not just a minute, but for the 6 month period.
That's what I was going to ask you is, should you create a plan? Is this taking it too far to create a 90 day plan and say, I'm going to spend this 90 days increasing my network with these type of people?
Absolutely.
And spend your time doing that. Yeah, put out some posts, right? Because you want to do that, but really focus on what is the outcome that you want to expect at the end of 90 days.
Exactly. And whether it's 90 or a month, we all know what our funnel is. We all know how that looks, okay? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, that's what you want to do is, here we go, down that entrepreneur rabbit hole of I want to do this and this and this and this. Well, in real world, you can't, right?
Right.
In the real world, you're going to set quarterly goals that maybe are two or three major goals, primary goals, and then you have these other sub pieces that work into it. So as an author, using that example, if you are an author and you know that you're writing your book and it's in process now, and it's going to be published in 6 months, now is the time to start getting your network primed. Now is the time to start to get more people that you've connected to and to build your brand on LinkedIn as a thought leader and as an author. It's certainly not a quick fix. It takes a while to get this happening, but it's purposeful. Purposeful plan is what you need.
Oh man, this is so good. I want everyone who's listening to really think about what is it that you want for your business in the next 30, 60, 90 days. Do you want to grow your connections? Do you want to grow your list? Do you want to nurture someone towards an event that you're having? Everyone should have a goal that they are working towards, and then purposefully, love that P word, Susan, purposefully use LinkedIn as a vehicle to be able to move you towards that goal.
Exactly. And then the other threes that we'll talk about are the threes that will lead us to get to that purposeful plan, to that success. The first one is a professionally branded profile. And when I mean professionally branded, I don't mean you have to pay a professional to do it, but your profile needs to be focused on that particular goal that you've got. So again, using the author as an example, right? You need to start talking on your profile. I suggest you start talking on your profile about the fact that you are a writer and that you are an author, and start to position yourself with the keywords that are so important. And So here's a little nugget that's really kind of fun. LinkedIn just expanded the number of skills that you can have on your LinkedIn profile. It went from 50 to 100. And those skills are keywords. And people still use keywords to search for you. So last week or 2 weeks ago, I worked with someone and did a LinkedIn profile review with them. And that's one of the things I do. And as we were, I was looking at her profile, I had never met her before. And I read her profile and I'm like, what are you trying to tell me that you do? And what she does is she is a copywriter. So she does an editing. So she does those kinds of things for people, helps them write their content. Okay. Well, a copywriter does more than just writing content, correct? A copywriter has to be a writer. They also need to know a little bit about marketing. And in her particular niche that she was working towards, which, to be honest with you, I didn't know until we talked. Now I know because it's in her profile. But for people, for entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, is one of her passions and she loves to do it. Okay. So as a news writer, as a newsletter writer, she needs to be a writer, understand newsletter marketing, understand email marketing, all of those keywords that put together that shows that that's what she does and that she knows how to do it. So consider adding, look at those skills. And it's not just one. Newsletters is one word, one thing that she does. Okay. But look at those skills and start adding them to your profile. And LinkedIn allows you to move them into the about section and into the experience sections. So start to fill without keyword stuffing, but start to fill those spots in your profile.
Beautiful. That is phenomenal. Thank you. It triggered me when you said LinkedIn search words. It just reminded me that if everyone listening to this podcast should go out and search your name, just do a Google search on your name.
Yeah.
Where does your LinkedIn profile show up? And wouldn't that be an indicator, Suze, on whether or not you've done a good job getting yourself out there?
In some ways, yes. I think your profile will always come up in the top couple of things if you have a LinkedIn profile that is optimized, meaning you filled out all the sections. What you want to be doing is take a look and see how that LinkedIn profile looks to the common person that's looking you up. And that's called your public profile. So take a look at that and see what are the snippets of information. And look, at, if you don't want to do it yourself, have somebody else do it for you, okay? And have them, like what I was talking about before, somebody that doesn't really maybe know you or knows enough to make sure that you've got the key things in there. But that public profile will show up high in the rankings. What also shows up very high, which is one of the next P's, is what you are actually posting on LinkedIn. And because LinkedIn is all Google searched, and to be honest with you, I don't know all the key terms for SEO. So, you know, I know somebody else saying, oh, you're using the wrong term. But if we think about it, when you post an article or a newsletter on LinkedIn, okay, LinkedIn indexes that. That I think that's the right word. They index it and it shows up in the search, in a Google search or Bing search. By the way, LinkedIn is owned by Microsoft. So just be aware of that. It doesn't mean that it acts like Microsoft, but they're owned together. Anyway, what I was going to say about that is that one of the things to be doing, and the next P that I'm going to talk about, I love this, how this feeds in, is P for participation. Okay. And the participation that we're talking about in that I want to talk about today is the one-on-one engagement, but also the participation within the LinkedIn global community of posting things, okay? Because that helps bring your thought leadership up. It brings up your brand. It brings up your visibility. So as you are engaging and participating with your network of people on LinkedIn by posting super quality content, think about this. Think about, you want to be posting from a personal perspective, another P, you want to promote knowledge, and you also want to use that to build prosperous relationships. So as you are moving forward and you're planning that purposeful plan that you've got, All right. You're going to want to be posting content and engaging with people in a way that is purposeful, that is planned. You're my peas today, right? Oh, gosh. But here's the thing, to show your authority from a personal perspective. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's mm-hmm. not about rehashing someone else's content. It's not sharing people's content is good. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. It's not about posting or reposting an article that you found on Inc. magazine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because everybody can find that same article. But what does that article mean to you? What is your personal perspective on it? And how is that going to help the people that you want to have to know more about you and that you want to ultimately do business with?
Mm-hmm.
So if we think about it from these little strategic standpoints, you're building your personal brand and you're building your authority and you're building your thought leadership by participating and by showing your perspective.
All righty. Suze, I know this is a hard question to answer, but I do hear a lot of people say, I put things out there, but I don't think anyone sees them. Is there anything, any nugget that you can share with us that will get more visibility of the thought leadership that people are putting out there?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that all tie together, okay? The size of your network has something to do with it, okay? If you only have, I shouldn't say only, it used to be when I first started LinkedIn, if you had 50 connections, that was what your goal was, all right? Now, 500 is the bare minimum, but now we're talking thousands of people that are either your followers or mm-hmm. your connections,
mm-hmm.
some base of people that might be seeing your information in the feed. A little nugget that, okay, so here's one of those little algorithm nuggets, all right, mm-hmm. is the idea here is that you want to consistently post. So post every, you know, once a day at the most, but three times a week though. I mean, think about what you can consistently do and post and be regular with that. And here's the thing. Don't be one of those that posts and ghosts. That's not my term. You've heard that term before, where you post something like you might be using Hootsuite or you might be using one of those other posting aggregators that's out there where it lets you schedule. And yes. then you post, oh, okay, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to post this because I'm trying to reach people in England. Great. Wonderful. Well, you're not awake at 3 o'clock in the morning if you're in the United States or unless you're an insomniac, right? So if you're not awake, your best bet is to post when you are awake and when you can go into LinkedIn and where you can actually have some sort of conversations with the people, not just about your post, but in general, posting, you know, commenting on other people's feed or having conversations behind the scenes in your messaging area. Okay. That way LinkedIn knows that you're here. You're not posting and ghosting. You're not here just for all of that. They know that you're an active user. And right. so what happens is over consistency, over time, your things will start to show up on the feed. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So
I know
really quickly, because that generates another question about posting tools.
Yes.
I've heard that the algorithms do not like it when you post from external sources and they don't prioritize your posts. Is it because of the post and ghost thing? If you post from a tool and yet you're in there commenting and doing, do the algorithm gods favor you more?
So here's the thing. First of all, there is no, according to the algorithm report, just because you're using another tool to post does not necessarily mean that you're not going to get your content out there.
Okay.
Okay. So that may or may not be may or may not be truthful.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Definitely, they want you to be showing up and staying on the platform for a period of time, whether it's 15 minutes, a half hour, 10 minutes. They want you to be on the platform and they want you to be engaging with other people. Mm. There's the engagement and the participation is whether you're answering and connecting with people, whether you are commenting and sharing other people's content. Okay. The other piece that helps things flow that I didn't mention earlier is when someone comes to comment on your post, you need to have a conversation with them. If they're saying something to you in the comments, come back in an hour later or something like that. You don't have to be there sitting there all day, but come back in a few hours later and make sure that you are engaging with the people that have taken the time taken the energy to engage with you. So I wish I could say that there was like, I do this, because it isn't quite that way. Mm-hmm. But if you think about these simple rules of engagement and what you would be doing and what you would expect other people to do with you, when they reach out to you, they would like you to respond. Mm-hmm. When you reach out to someone, right, you want a response. When you are in the back side of it, doing the messaging piece, all right, and someone sends you a note, as long as it's not one of those scammer icky guys, but I mean, if it's someone truly within your network, you treat that message with the respect that it deserves, like you treat your regular email.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of things that tie in together to help us really have success on LinkedIn and to help get your post be seen. And we're not, and I haven't even mentioned that it needs to be something that people are interested in, right?
Yeah.
You know, to post a beautiful picture of a sunset, which I, by the way, I love sunsets and I'm huge. I post a lot of sunsets on Facebook. Okay. People on LinkedIn, they'll say, oh, nice photo, but that's not going to lead to any real conversation engagement. Mm. But if I was to have that conversation and post that beautiful sunset and talk about the walk that I had along the beach and the interesting person that I met and how that interesting person impacted me with a conversation about business or something that I learned from them, that is going to inspire engagement. That's that personal perspective that we put into things. And it leads for more engagement and more conversation. And that just reminds me, I need to make that post.
I love that. But, you know, even just having you say that, Sue, is so important, because I can't even remember how the statistic of how many thoughts go through someone's mind in a day. It's in the thousands, right? Mm-hmm. Any one of those thoughts can actually lead to a really quality post. Not all of them, right? Like, what should I have for lunch? Although it could be a fun one. But seriously, when you think of something like this, where you're like, dang, that would be a really good post. Do you have a place to write it? Do you have I have a repository in my Evernote where I put just thoughts, things that come up that I want to write about later. It's important to document them, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone.
So I have this little book right here that I carry in my purse, because I just, you know, because things will happen. I wish that I was awake at 4 o'clock in the morning, because that's, honest to goodness, that is when my best ideas come. and I write the post in my brain and then I go back to sleep and I forget it. Yeah. But seriously, those are the pieces that make us who we are. And those are the pieces that other people want to know about and that they care about in order to know and trust us. And I didn't even get into know, like, and trust. That's, you know, we talk about that all the time, but think about that. Think about those personal moments that don't, that will help somebody understand that you're their person, right? Mm-hmm. LinkedIn is the most amazing place for giving us a chance to do that. Is there a right thing to post and a wrong thing to post? Yeah. Okay. Stay away from politics. Stay away from religion. Stay away from those gotcha topics, right? Unless you happen to be someone that serves in the clergy and it's important, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or if you're running for political office, okay. But to be throwing that kind of stuff out there, people don't want to be reading that.
Yeah.
People are coming to LinkedIn because they want to learn, but they want to learn about you. And they want to learn about how you can help them. Or what is that little piece, that little nugget that will make them do better at their job or do better at their career or do better with their life? Those are the things that people want to see. And those are the things that they're responding to on LinkedIn.
Excellent. All right. What's your fourth P?
Okay. The fourth P is the people. And here's the thing. Without people, we're nothing. Mm-hmm. Without people, we don't have a business. Without people, we don't have relationships. Without people, we don't have the whole thing is that we tend to forget that there are people that are on LinkedIn. And what we want to do as part of the participation is really, really think about that person that's on the other end of what it is that we're putting out there. Whether it's an article that we're writing, are you solving their problem? Is it the people is it the personal relationship that you want to develop? Because they're the ones that are going to be able to refer you. Okay. If we keep the people in mind and we keep them as the focus of everything that we do, and I'm preaching to the choir here as I look, you know, as we're a bunch of ladies, a bunch of women, ladies, men who own businesses, right? And we do this because we serve people.
Mm-hmm.
If we keep that as the forefront of what it is that we're doing with our LinkedIn, there's a reason. And I've never really dug deep into this, but there's a reason that LinkedIn is called LinkedIn. Right? And it's about linking people. It's about linking relationships, and it's about linking knowledge. And if we kind of keep that together as our purpose, but we keep that as the main driving force of what we're doing on LinkedIn, it does all come together.
Do you have a strategy, Sue, on who to connect with? Like, how often? What's your plan?
Okay. So it's funny because I have a strategy of who to connect with, but it's more of who not to connect with. Mm-hmm. How does that sound? And here's why. When I personally am looking to connect with someone, one of the first things I look at, because I look at their profiles, okay? And when I can read a message from them, I will come back to that. I'm going to divert for just a second. LinkedIn now has just changed the rules again. And if you do not have a paid account, they are limiting the number of personalized invitation messages you can send. Mm-hmm. They're limiting it to somewhere between 5 and 10 per month. And they're cutting down on the size of what it is, like 200 characters only. So you need to be quick to the point when you are purposefully connecting with someone and you've got a reason in mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you're able to capture that. If you can't, you're going to want to come back and you're going to want to reach out to them some other way in order to let them know what your intention is for connecting. Mm. But for me, when I'm purposefully connecting with someone, it's because I know that they're going to be an asset to either my network or to me. Okay. And so I will connect with thought leaders because they've got some great stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Or I follow thought leaders. I will connect with someone that I meet in a networking event for the idea that maybe I can introduce them to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely connect with people for the purpose of just because I think that they're going to be good for me. And that's just the way that I do my business. That's just me. Okay. I'm a nurturer. All those other words that are all about people other than myself. That being said,
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I'm thinking the last person you want a connection request from is a LinkedIn lady going, we need to talk.
Point. That's a good point. And I don't do that. I promise. I don't do that. And anybody that is here that's listening to this podcast, I would love to have you send me a connection invite, because the next step that goes with it is that we then work on trying to get to know each other. All right. So just connecting that's only the first step. Mm-hmm. All right. Having a bunch of people in my pile, literally, that's all it becomes is a pile. What good is that?
Mm-hmm.
So my personal strategy is that when I sit down with my clients, we talk about what their personality, right? Some people are just not going to be outgoing and they're not going to reach out and connect with people. Some people need some help figuring out, okay, what is it that I'm going to be looking for when I'm trying to figure out who I want to connect with? And so some of this has to do with what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
So that question was a very vague walk around because it really depends. Mm-hmm. It really depends on what it is that you're looking for.
That's fair. It really is fair. Do you have a preference, or is there a advantage to connect versus follow? What's the difference?
I love that question. And things are changing. Of course.
Of course.
This is exciting. As we talk about what you're posting and if you're in creator mode and those things like that, LinkedIn automatically, if you are in creator mode, which means that you have a newsletter, which means that you can do LinkedIn lives, you can do a lot of those bigger ticket, not ticket as in money costing, but the bigger exposure things that get you out in front of more people. LinkedIn has this thing called creator mode. They're changing it. And if you have creator mode right now, you probably saw an email about 2 weeks ago where they are going to be opening it up creator mode on your profile, it automatically says follow. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to open it up and it's going to allow us to put connect. Followers are people that that are your connections and that they are getting your content. There are a lot of people that don't necessarily want to connect. They want to know what you have to say. They're interested in following you, but they don't want to do the connection process mm-hmm. because of whatever their personal reason is for that. They don't, you know, different people have different reasons for wanting to connect or not. Mm-hmm. Followers are the people, in theory, LinkedIn figures that if somebody is following you, that means that they want to see your content. So that those people are going to get, I don't want to say first dibs, but that's who they push it out to first, is followers.
Over connections?
Well, your connections are your followers.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So unless they opt out of it. And it's so funny how LinkedIn treats this. And I wish that they would treat it and make it a lot more clear. Mm-hmm. But your connections are all your followers, because LinkedIn makes the assumption that once you connect with someone, that person wants to know what you're doing.
Right. So that's what I always thought.
But then there's other people that you're not connecting with, but they also want to know what you're doing. Right. So those become your followers.
All right. So the mere mortal in me that is not a LinkedIn expert.
Right.
Always thought the difference was I can't send a private message if I'm not connected. So people follow you because they want to see your content, but they don't want you in their DMs or correct. Message area.
Is generally speaking.
Okay.
However,
yes.
Which rabbit hole do we go down next? However, when you have a paid account, there is a premium account or say, and any of those paid accounts, maybe not the job search, but definitely the others, you can have something that allows people to message you. It's called mm-hmm. Open Profile, and it will allow them to message you even when you are not connected. So that's a workaround, by the way, for that limit. Now that you have free accounts, have 5, right? Mm-hmm. When you see someone, here's a little hint. When you look at someone's profile and you see that little in, the little gold in, I-N, next to their name, then you know that they have a paid account. Okay. You can click the little more button and see if you can send them a message. So give them a heads up. If they've got an open profile and you can send a message, you can say to them, I'm sending you an invite because blah, 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 blah.
Mm, okay.
Without having to personalize it.
Well, there you go. That's a good one, Sue. There's so much. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is why I'm so excited that you have agreed to be the LinkedIn expert contributor for the She Boss Cafe. And this is the first of many times we will have you in, because we probably could talk for hours, literally, on all of the different aspects. Listen, audience, some of the folks who are listening to this podcast are listening live in our audience. And when Susan and I turn off our microphones, we are going to invite all of those folks to ask Sue questions and talk about even some things that we haven't been able to cover today. So if you are out there in podcast land listening to the replay, just know that you have an opportunity to be part of the She Boss Cafe podcast audience on the first and third Wednesdays every single month, where we have quality guests like Sue come in and talk about things that are important to you. So, Sue, final question for you is this. I mentioned before, your newsletter is outstanding. How do people get onto your list to get the newsletter?
I love that. I would recommend that you go to my website, of course. And there's actually a bonus there if you're interested. And it's 7 ways to get leads using LinkedIn.
Excellent.
And so sign up for that. And that puts you on my newsletter list, because you know that's how that works, right? In the world. That is the way. Or the other way, seriously, is find me on LinkedIn. I'm just basically Sue Gresham. It's easy. And flip me a note. And I will be glad to add you to my newsletter. Just doing it that way too.
Beautiful. But why wouldn't you want that 7 ways to get leads from LinkedIn? Well, that's crazy.
Great point.
And so your website address is sue-gresham, right?
Correct.
G-R-E-S-H-A-M.com. Sue-gresham. Yes. And Sue, I can't wait to have you in again. Thank you so much for your time today.
There's so many wonderful things I would love to share. So I can't wait to do this again.
Awesome. Thank you very much. All right, everybody out there, thank you very much for your time today. She Boss Cafe is the place to hang out to get lots more information like this. It would be a pleasure to see you there. And for the folks that are here with us, turn your cameras back on and let's go. Let's have a conversation. Have a great day, everybody.